Well, today we're going to talk about a word that we don't normally talk about. It's something that it sort of isn't in our vocabulary, that we don't use very often. It's a thought. It's a discussion. It's a strong opinion. But this word is about authority. And what does that mean? And whose authority are we under? Now, when we use this word authority, when it's spoken, we think about a multitude of things, I believe. We talk about, when we say authority, we think about force or power, position. Sometimes when we say authority, some people think about fearful things. Others get angry about authority. Some think about intimidation or concern about pressure. And because of this word authority, and we don't often use it, we wonder, what does it mean and how does it affect our lives and how does it influence us? You know, authority can be control. It can be infringement. Authority can speak of power and position. We often speak the word authority at times and places where verdicts are handed out and permission is granted or not granted or judgments are made. And frankly, we often, as humans, get tired of being told what to do. Do any of you get tired of being told what to do? Have any of you? Now, some of you are not going to answer that question. You are very wise. Because I believe we often know what we're supposed to do, but we get tired of being told what to do. How many of you were told constantly about picking up your room? Any of you have been told that? some that was must have been. I figured that was going to be the eternal question when I got to heaven. Oh, by the way, did you pick up your room? Because that's all we talked about. And sometimes this idea about being told what to do gets us upset. So I must admit, and maybe you do too, when we mention the word authority, I believe some half of you are offended and half of you just don't care, and the other half really could care less. I did a yogi there. Did you like that? All those halves. Now, before we get into a big rebellion in our argument or we have a fist fight going out to the parking lot, authority, though, is really something I believe we've misconstrued in our vocabulary and in our lives. Because authority is something very powerful. And authority that is responsible is a gift. Authority that is just is a blessing. Authority that seeks to protect and preserve is a powerful thing in your life. Because when authority works and moves and acts in ways that is right and just, people are protected. Families find justice, freedom is given, rights are established. And I believe as the children of God, in the kingdom of God, we see this great divide when we start talking about humanity and divinity. When we start talking about divine things, it's a struggle for us. You know, all of us can talk about the weather. Do I hear an amen? We can all talk about the weather. Many of you can talk about a basketball game that you saw yesterday. Did you see that UVA game? Boy, wow. They won by two at Duke. They never win at Duke. What happened? And UVA beat Notre Dame. We're very accustomed to speaking of temporary things, aren't we? But when it comes to eternal things, it's a little bit more difficult. But I believe that we must delve into these eternal things, these eternal words, because we need them. Because you see, in this little area here called the sanctuary, we talk about love and grace and forgiveness and peace. Those are good words, aren't they? I said, those are good words, aren't they? Yeah. Dale had the most honest answer. Yeah, sure. But when we talk about those words here, guess what we have to do? We have to leave these doors and get on I-81. Do I hear a hallelujah? Is that a great place to drive? Woo! Man. And someone cuts in front of you at the grocery line. Do we talk about grace and peace and forgiveness? Whew. Wow. We were at an event yesterday, about 400 United Methodists. Whew. Wow. And I saw some stuff like, you really are going to cut in the lunch line? Really? We're in church. Goodness sake. And I turned to Mary and go, shouldn't we be doing better than this? But you know, it's easy to talk about those words, but it's hard to live them. It really is. So when we leave these doors, we just not hear the words, but we're challenged to live these words. And I know that you know that the world has lost its way. Do I hear an amen from somebody? Things just don't make sense. There should not be shootings at a school. That should never happen. There should not be injustice. There should not be children who are not taken care of properly. And friends, when we get out in this world, we know that the world is lost and confused and people have strayed and love isn't seen. And I believe we get confused then about humanity and divinity. You know, there's some things that happen in church that should never happen in church. Do I hear an amen? That shouldn't happen. And I believe God is not happy when people who are churchgoers aren't being loving. But then what happens is some people get hurt and say, this is what the church did to me. Well, friends, let me say this. The church, we have people who are imperfect coming here trying to understand perfection. What we should do here at Bethany, if you don't mind, next week, we're only going to let the perfect people in. And then when I'm at the door saying, Dale, sorry, no. Becky, no. David, no. Guess who's going to preach? No. And you jumped right on that, didn't you? We come here trying to understand divinity when we bring in humanity. You know, this idea about authority, I believe we really messed up. Because we're trying to make sense of it in our human minds. The scripture today spoke about a wonderful occasion when Jesus spoke with authority. They were really concerned about authority, what it meant, what it said, and how it interacts with the world. And in fact, authority isn't a word that just happens here. You know, this word authority lifts up this powerful word. In fact, it's mentioned, let me see this, 93 times, 11 times in the Old Testament, 82 in the New Testament. So they're searching for what is this authority mean? And the Bible is uplifting our need for authority in our life and for our families. and for our world and for our walk. And the Bible speaks very plainly about what this authority is. Listen to Matthew 28:18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Now, this is not just a bold and powerful statement, friends, but it's the truth. Jesus came with authority. Now, this authority is extremely important because it's who we're going to trust in, who we're going to put our hope in. This Jesus has dominion and power and authority over all things. But friends, he also gives you free will. And you can choose to have him authority over your life or not. Now, friends, I'm going to say something. For many, many, many years, I did not have Jesus as authority over my life. How do you think that worked out? Not too good. And it was all I know a matter of trust. Do I trust him enough to have authority over my life, my family, my checkbook? And friends, I will say this. I often give it to him and then I take it back. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever done that? You hand something to Jesus, and this is very important now, and I don't want you to lose it, and I'm going to give it to you, and I trust you with it, but here it is. And then you walk away, and then about a half an hour later, let me think about this. Let me take it back, because, you know, but this authority issue is, it's not giving up. It's having Jesus come in. To have Jesus come in and work with you and walk with you and help you, and you can trust him. Now, friends, this is a daily walk question now. Do you trust him enough to give him authority over your life? Friends, there is nothing that you have faced, will face, or are facing in this moment or at any time that Jesus cannot claim authority over. In other words, Jesus is greater because he has authority. Now, friends, Jesus is greater than cancer. Jesus is bigger than depression. Christ has power over debt, over struggle, over loss. God is bigger and greater and stronger than any burden or boulder, sin or shame, fear or failure that exists. So here's the question. Whose authority is your life under? If it's not Jesus, then it's something or someone. Now, if you think you can handle it all, I wish you well. But friends, I would just let you know, we need Jesus. Can we let Jesus help us? Will you let Jesus have authority over the little stuff and the big stuff and all the in-between stuff? Because friends, he can handle it. And his power and grace is sufficient. So I hope and pray that we all believe in his authority, but also trust in his authority. And we can be assured that he is enough, more than enough for our lives. And all of God's children said, amen. May we pray. Loving God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending your son Jesus. He has authority over all things, and may we trust him enough to give him our lives. Lord, it's easy to say, but hard to do. So help us this day and every day. We ask this in Christ's name, and all God's children said, amen.